One thing that's came up in chat several times is what a point's worth, you know, on the juice side. So if you're betting, if you have a 3-point edge and it's juiced minus 120, are you looking at it as 3 points or 3.5 or 2.5 points?
Right. That's going to be more like 2.5. So yeah, so I think the actual example today had to do with like baseball totals that came up in the chat and like a 7.5 and an 8. But a 7.5 over minus 130 is going to be closer to an 8 when the under on the 8 is plus 115 or whatever. So I thought that was a good example. But it's the same for basketball or for football. The juice essentially is insignificant. And there's going to be like calculators you could even just Google and find online that'll tell you like what a minus 3, minus 120 is in football on the money line or, you know, what it really is. And it's more like a minus, you know, 2.6, or if you were to like actually break it down as a decimal. So you can find those out and do your own work on that or ask, you know, any of us to help you. But it's going to vary, obviously, depending on the actual point in football, especially because you have key numbers like 3 and 7 and 10. So it will be different. It's not like you can just, when someone asks, well, what's a half point worth? I was even trying to explain that a little bit on the baseball total. Like a baseball total at 8 versus a baseball total at 9 is drastically different because 9s are landing way more often than 8. You know, at 4-4 tie, if there's 8 runs in the 9 innings, they have to play that through where the 9's going to be a key number where 5-4 is landed on way more because 4-4 is eliminated as far as landing on an 8. So there's little things like that. 7's another really common one for baseball, although it's disappearing some with the juice balls the last few years and totals just going through the roof. But anyways, it's similar for basketball and obviously for football where you have the key numbers and the actual values for each of those numbers and those half points will vary some.
Rob, we actually talked about that the other day where I was sitting there like, I hate betting fucking baseball unders at 8. I hate baseball unders at 6, right? I hate them at 10. I hate anything where the – if it's tied at that point, I automatically lose, right? Yeah. So, you know, Preston, is that something you factor in? Because Preston just mentioned it. Me and Preston haven't spoke about it before, but, you know, do you factor that into your analysis? Yeah,
Preston was making some great points about that. So if I'm going to hit a total, I generally just look at what my number is compared to market and don't factor in too much of what Preston was talking about. I mean, it's fine. It's absolutely correct, but I'm just looking at, you know, if I have a 9.5 and the posted number is 8.5, I'm going to fire no matter what the total is. But somebody brought that up in chat today and Preston made some good points about it that, you know, those key numbers, when you're crossing a key number, it's just like NFL, Tommy, we talk about, you know, if you're crossing that key number, the value there is so much more than, you know, a half a point that doesn't cross one of those numbers.
Right. And you usually, I mean, you'll notice it too. Like we'll talk about buying points in a minute and why it's not a good long-term strategy, but you'll notice it too. You usually get vigged more on those numbers, you know, on whatever book you're using. If you're coming off or coming onto a key number, usually you'll pay double the big to buy that half point, you know, onto those numbers. But it's another big one. I didn't even realize this because I haven't bet too much hockey until we got Night Ghost on board, who's been straight fucking flames.
It really has.
Yeah. I mean, and not only been fucking amazing with his picks, but in the chat, probably 13 hours a day, like just helping people, talking to people, absolute fire with hockey. But he told me about some books where you can actually buy the half goal on the over-unders, you know, for hockey, which, you know, none of mine would ever allow me to do that. But that's a sport where if you can get something from 5.5 to 5 or a 6 down to 5.5, that's even more important, right? That's almost like buying a baseball from a 6 to a 6.5. But what are the key numbers that you really look for, Preston? Like what are, like based on sports, like for NFL, because we got a lot of new people who are listening to this who don't even know what the fuck key number means. So talk a little bit more about what sports you're going to be looking for that
on. Yeah. No, yeah, I'll dumb it down. So just even for football, because it's the easiest example, when you watch football, like field goals are worth 3, touchdowns are most of the time end up resulting in 7 points. And so some of the key numbers in football are going to be 3 and 7 and 10, 14, 17 to an extent. And, you know, obviously depends on where the expected spread is. So if a team's laying 28 points, you know, 3 and 7 aren't going to be as key. It's going to be the 27, the 28, the 31 if it was to move up on a big favorite, say Alabama. I think they played Ole Miss and it moved from like 27 to 33 last year at one point, for example. So it actually crossed some key numbers, even though it's way up in the, you know, upper 20s, lower 30s. Basketball's going to be slightly less valuable as far as what key numbers are worth a lot more than others. One's a very insignificant one. Games rarely land one unless it's a buzzer beater, basically. If you're down one, you're fouling at the end, and generally a team can make at least one of the free throws. And if you're down one and you have the ball, A lot of times teams are only shooting threes anyway, so they go up two. Anyway, so one's pretty insignificant. Two is a more significant number. I know a few years back I saw, and I never actually back-checked it or did my own like analysis on this. It was just, I'd say probably 4 years ago now, it was just historically the most landed on numbers in college basketball, just, you know, based on how they all resulted, no matter the spreads, nothing like that included. It was like 5, 7, 6, 8 as the four most common. I mean, I think 10 was fifth, and then 2 was the sixth most common. So that has nothing to do with spreads or anything, but the 5 through 8s are just in general a very key region or range. And a lot of it has to do with just fouling, because when you're down 3, 4, you're fouling. And
all the time you see that. I mean, you see, you know, how many times you've been sitting on a plus four and you want to kill yourself with 12 seconds left, and all of a sudden, you know, 4 or 5 free throws, and now you either push or lost the bet.
Yep, that's exactly right. So you have those landing a ton, because at some point in that, you know, 7, 8, 9 range, they stop fouling. And then if they're down 3 or 4, they're fouling, and so it's landing 5 or 6 a lot. If you're down 10, 11, 12, they can easily just hit a garbage 3 at the end, and it's landing 6, 7, 8 sometimes. So anyways, that's kind of basketball ones to look at. But I tell people the reason why I even brought up the 1 point thing outside of just kind of giving an example, a lot of people will pay a lot more than they should for like a plus one when you can get a money line at, you know, plus 100 or even minus 105 is actually a lot more valuable to bet than a plus one, or sometimes a plus 1.5 instead of a plus money line, they'll be taking the plus 1.5 minus 110.
Would you ever take the plus one?
No, unless it was like a reduced plus one, there's generally no point. Some books are sharper and they'll make the money line only like 3 cents worse.
Right.
But a lot of times they're 10, like most credit shops or a lot of the offshores that are less, I guess, quote unquote sharp, or not taking as big a limit. So it'll be a 10 cent difference on a one versus, you know, a money line, which is really bad. In especially like in the NBA when there's 220 points, you know, 220 points in a game. Sometimes college, you can argue 1 point's worth more because totals can be like 120 something or 130 something. But anyway, so yeah, that's just one example there where